Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. Stereotypes die hard, but I've finally shaken my long-held dislike of blue jays. I used to regard the blue jay as the quintessential bad egg, but I was surprised at what a force the blue beauties are when I dug deeper into their life history. The term naked as a jaybird may originate in the tendency of boisterous young jays to tumble out of their nest before they are fledglings. This unruly nature in blue jays has landed them in the undesirable category of many backyard bird watchers. Blue jays insist on making their presence known through a range of calls and sounds. They often imitate other birds, including hawks. While the other backyard species outnumber the voracious blue jays at the feeder, it is the wary blue jay's alarm call that will send all the birds scattering when danger is near. Blue jays are also known to rob the nests of other birds, which has led to the demonization of the blue jay. So why should we like the blue jay? Blue jays are arguably the single most important animal species for oak tree regeneration. While they gather and store seeds and nuts for many plants, blue jays prefer acorns and can stuff up to 6 of them in their throat at once. Blue jays stash such an abundance of food that only 40% of their cache is ever recovered. Doing their part for conservation, the blue jay is the poster child for regenerating the mighty oak forests.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about blue jays and the importance of oak forests is online at nature.org/Indiana.